Welcome back to In the Moment. High-profile political speakers grabbed headlines this weekend, and politicos followed potential drama at two competing events. A Bernie Sanders-style Democrat, Keith Ellison, talked to Democrats. Right-wing author David Horowitz offered the keynote to Republicans. The Best Western Ramcota Hotel Complex in Sioux Falls hosted the annual McGovern Day fundraiser for Democrats and the GOP Freedom Rally. As SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports, both events signal a shift in state politics.
The current constitution with overstrikes in red.
It's Saturday morning, and South Dakota Democrats are debating changes to the party's constitution. They sit in a hotel conference room, and at stake is how the party functions. Former U.S. House candidate Paula Hawks says there's a rift between two factions.
Folks who are in that older subset, who are comfortable with the way things have always been going, and they're comfortable with the way they've always done things, and they want to move on in such a fashion. And then you have that faction of people who are younger. You know, you have that 20 to 35-year-old group of people who really want to see movement. They want to see action. They don't want to talk about things ad infinitum.
About half of the crowd wants to make dozens of changes, with one goal in mind.
We need to have more people involved in the process.
That's Rochelle Norberg. She's president of the South Dakota Young Democrats. Norberg wants committee members to approve the changes for the party. She says after Election Day, she was frustrated with their performance.
The number of Democrats that were elected to office decreased across the Midwest. And, you know, when you do have a decrease like that, and, you know, we've kind of seen a decrease from 2010 each election cycle, at least here in South Dakota. And, you know, how do we get more people elected? How do we get more people involved in the process? And how do we engage those people and also keep them engaged from election cycle to election cycle? And so the goal of the constitutional amendments was to be able to do that.
After several hours of debate, changes to the party's constitution were tabled, even though it appeared they had the numbers to pass them. One proposed change made the party's chair term 2 years instead of four. Some speculated that the move was part of a plan to oust current chair Ann Thornburg. It would have shortened her leadership by 2 years, and it would have required a party chair election the same weekend. It didn't happen. Larry Lucas is a former Democratic state legislator.
If we would have passed those to have an election on the 29th or possibly even the 30th, and I didn't feel, and I don't think anybody in the room really felt that that would be appropriate to have a shotgun election like that.
Earlier in the year, the Republican Party voted for its own shift in leadership. Former State Senator Dan Lederman won more votes than incumbent Pam Roberts, so he became head of the state GOP. Members are riding the momentum of a Donald Trump presidency and a supermajority in the state house. Following his election to party chair, Lederman says the GOP's focus turns to attracting younger voters.
The millennial generation believes in community, and they believe in inclusiveness, and that's what the Republican Party is about. It's about allowing people to have the freedoms of religion and allowing people to keep more of their tax dollars, and we promote free speech and being able to speak your mind, and I think that will resonate with young people, but the question is, what medium do we use to get that message to them?
South Dakota Republicans are embracing a message of freedom. Leaders say that's how they can heal the ideological divide within the party. During the 2017 legislative session, several bills were either stalled or died because Republicans disagreed with other Republicans. This weekend's GOP Freedom Rally hosted three speakers. State Representative Greg Jamison from Sioux Falls is one of them.
And myself, coming from the east side of the state, I think some of the more conservative Republicans might see us as more of a moderate type. Some of the people from the far west of the state might be seen as the ultra-conservative of the group. And then what we really need to focus on is trying to come together with all of our ideas and not putting barriers between us and stop talking. We need to actually come together and start talking about the issues and trying to make our best decisions together and stop some of the infighting. But yeah, we need to heal as a party, as a country.
The Republicans' Freedom Rally and the Democrats' McGovern Day happened at the same time, on the same date, in the same place. Yet the objectives differ. McGovern Day is the Democrats' flagship statewide fundraiser. The Freedom Rally targets the GOP base. Politicians from both sides use the competing events against one another. Democrats criticize the Republicans' guest, and Republicans criticize the Democrats for closing off McGovern Day activities to the press. Former state lawmaker, Democrat Frank Klocek, says change is inevitable, but leaders don't need to rush it.
The folks that were in favor of change were very gracious and professional in their efforts and tried to do the right thing and tried to make people amicable. And in the legislature, a gentleman told me over the years, Frank, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It matters if you got the votes. And I terribly disagreed with that. But that's, you know, how it's been run in Pierre, and it's not been a good situation. Here, the folks that were making the changes had the votes, but they still yielded to the minority to try to listen to their wishes and make the whole process more fair to them.
GOP Party Chairman Dan Lederman represents a new style of leadership to an already dominant Republican Party. Future leadership for Democrats remains in question, but in place. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Sioux Falls.